Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. Sorry about the dragon music, but you know, that's modern-day technology. My name is Gary Wimmer, and you are listening to Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio. And glad to have all you callers with us tonight. We're going to try to get to all of you folks. I'm first going to let my co-hosts, my fine co-hosts, introduce themselves, Miss DC Love and Miss Eileen Betcher, who I've never worked with, but it's a pleasure to meet you. So I'm going to depend on both of them to help me how y'all usually do this show. I'm taking the place of Jethro tonight. So, Miss DC, you being first, let me get you on. Can you hear me, my dear?
I can hear you, Gary. Good evening. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Hi, everyone. This is DC. I'm going to tell you just a little bit about myself. I was born with psychic and mediumship abilities. I'm a channeler, a healer, and an empath. I've communicated with my loved ones who are on the other side, and I've also communicated with the angels. I've been to heaven a few times, and this has been a life-changing experience for me. I've even channeled healing messages from Jesus. I've had pets come back from the other side, and they came back to visit me as well. I consider myself to be an old soul. I have a background in law enforcement. I've studied the martial arts. I recently have become a Reiki master. I've hung up my .357, and now love is my revolver. And my purpose this time around is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Everyone, this is DC Love.
And that sounds lovely. And Eileen, tell us about yourself, please.
Well, hi, my name's Eileen, and I, too, have been experiencing spirits since I was a young child. Used to get in trouble at night for not going to sleep, but that's because all the activity in my room was keeping me awake. I was raised a pretty strict Irish Catholic, and it was just, you know, a very enriching experience really doing that. And I really wrapped myself around the spirit and, you know, maybe not all the other, you know, a lot of the dogma and stuff that went along. And so even as a young child, I was like that. I knew that, you know, God was love, even though when I was growing up, it was, you know, more of an iron hand. And then as a young adult, and raising a family, I got messages on a regular basis. I would find lost items that people would hide on themselves and couldn't find. And, you know, working with people, I worked with children a lot, volunteered 40 hours a week for many, many years. And working with the children and all really brings about those intuitive abilities because it makes you very connected with the earth. And so through that, I've since done a lot. I'm a Reiki master. I am also an instructor and have just recently finished a master class for my wonderful, beautiful friend, DC. And I also have, I practice Kunlun Meigong, which is a Taoist practice of enlightenment and ascension. And that helps keep me very, very connected. A lot of breathing techniques with that. I've been recently introduced to yoga, by my three children, which is very exciting, and been on this path working with getting messages from the angels, working with opening up my heart to delivering those messages for the clients, and the messages pop in. I do use tools with cards, but I also read intuitively, so it comes from both sides. And that's what you have tonight is some angel readings and spirit readings that come to you from the divine. And so here we are. Gary?
We're fortunate to have both you ladies with us. And thank you for being here. Real short about myself. I got interested in psychic ability in the late 60s. In 1972-73, I started giving readings. In 1977, I had a near-death experience that really opened my mind up. Still to this day affects me. I had it when I was 29 in 77, and now I'm 66 in 2014, and it still amazes me. Wrote a book about it. Check it out, folks. A Second in Eternity. It's a very an amazing experience, and I was very fortunate to have had it. Don't want to go into explain it all. There's a book about it. But in 1980, I met a lady who did a reading for me using stones, a method called lithomancy. And I will be doing some readings tonight for you folks. The real nuts and bolts about this system, real quick, it's based on 16 stones. I use 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto, and 6 personal stones, love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. When I do it in person, the person drops these stones. When I do it over the phone, as I will be doing this evening for a couple of you folks, I charge the stones up, tell you they're nice and warm. Then you say drop when you feel it's appropriate. I read the pattern like a clock, and it covers 3 months with 12 hours, 12 weeks. Each hour represents a week. Wrote a book on this called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. And you can find the information about DC, Eileen, and myself on psychicsgonewild.com. And if you're interested in learning more about lithomancy or so forth, check out my website. Meanwhile, we have a lot of callers, and we're going to try and get to all you folks. We are going to start right now with area code 313. Let me get you online.
313. Hi, how are you? How you doing?
We're good. Who am I speaking with?
Sherelle,
I tell you what, Sherelle, we're going to give you the bounce through the ladies. How's that?
Oh, yeah. Hi, ladies.
Hi,
Miss Eileen.
How are you, hon?
I'm good. How are you, sweetheart?
Good, hon.
Lovely lady I love here. She's such a sweetheart.
Aww, so sweet. We love you too, Sherelle.
Hi.
I said we love you too. There's Eileen.
Hi, Eileen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sweetheart?
Good. You have a question for us tonight.
I want you to deliver the messages from the other side or guys or whoever. I don't know, through mediumship.
Beautiful. I love that. because it's the most open that you can be, and I love openness. So, DC, are you ready or do you want me to go first?
Okay. Sherelle,
yes.
What I'm hearing, that you have a lot going on right now, and it seems like it's like a little bit too much at once.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the,
yes,
you know, what the angels and spirits are showing me. I'm feeling that you need to make like some kind of a decision. So I don't know if that, you know, makes any sense at the moment here, but I'm hearing like, you know, that you have to make a decision. And also, I'm seeing something about like financial instability here as well, but I'm being shown like a plate and stuff, and you have like too much on your plate, in other words, because everything is falling off.
Mm-hmm.
And you're really stressed, but even though you're stressed, everything is still, you know, you're still taking care of everything is what I'm being shown. And I'm seeing sort of like you're slowly being transitioned into like a new career, a different kind of a job itself.
Yes,
but
I see a
slow transition to this one. Okay, and I'm hearing like, you know, this situation that you're, you know, concerned about, it requires a decision from you, and you have to stay open, Sherelle, and you have to look at like you know, creative ideas, different kinds of perspectives. I don't know if you're struggling to make a choice, but the angels are saying try to be like a little bit more playful. Just can you lighten up a little bit? They're saying just show up, please just like lighten up a little bit. And when you do, you're going to find that the answers come to you like a little bit more easily.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you are dealing with change, and I feel like a need to balance. But I feel like you know, Cheryl, even though while this is going on, you're very adaptable.
Yeah.
And I feel going through a time, it's going to be a time of positive change. And I see something moving like really fast forward for you. And I feel like, you know what, like, good things are with you, and fortune's like basically on your side.
Yeah,
and I do
job.
See like really great like new opportunities. They're going to present themselves.
Okay.
And just, you know, you have to take a leap into faith and know that everything is going to work out well for you.
Mm-hmm.
And Cheryl, I feel like you may have had like some old kinds of blocks around you, but you can move forward quickly is what the angels are saying. Even if you've gotten like in the past, like where you felt basically like it shook your faith a little bit, you're now going to see how everything is actually positive for you. And that's what the angels are saying. I do see your karma is balanced. I sort of almost see like a miracle and like a twist of faith is what I'm being shown. Let me see what the next thing with the angels are showing me.
Now, do they have to say anything about my mom?
Okay, about your mom? Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to look and see if I get anything, Cheryl. But in the meantime, the angels are handing me a stone, and it's called pyrite. And
mm-hmm.
Are you worried about money?
Yes. That's
okay,
what
because they handed me this
from.
Stone, and this has to do, like, with prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, you know what, you can earn unlimited income, and you could do it by, you know, by working at something that you really love. And they're saying, Cheryl, please just follow your dreams. Have confidence, hon. Believe in yourself, your ability to be successful. Okay, does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, and you know what? Now I did see one of the Ascendant Masters come in, Cheryl. And
mm-hmm.
The Ascendant Master is showing me that you have a lot of artistic talents.
I didn't know.
Is that true?
I don't know that.
I'm hearing that they're hidden, like like inside you, like they're sort of like trapped, like you're not even expressing them.
Yeah, that's what it
by
is.
By not
I
doing
don't.
This, and you're tired, you're getting anxious, a little restless, because you're not expressing this energy, Cheryl. So that's what the angels are saying. Do you have like a loved one of yours that is artistic? Someone in your family?
Probably my grandmother.
Okay, because, yeah, they're saying one of your loved ones, like, is really artistic. And, the angels and, like, the Ascendant Masters are coming through, and they're just saying, please, like, express your true feelings, Cheryl. And your life purpose involves some kind of, like, an artistic endeavor. I don't know, like, exactly what. They weren't quite clear on that. But it has something to do with art, Cheryl.
What is that?
Let me see if I could pick up, like, anything on your loved ones, okay?
Okay.
Okay, all I'm seeing is, like, I'm seeing, like, a bunch of people around, Cheryl, and your loved ones are with you, and they're going to show you, like, the new, you know, new possibilities are coming for your future, and they just want you to be aware of them. And they're just saying, Cheryl, please watch for the signs, because you are going to get, like, a lot of opportunities. And they're going to be very exciting. And just go with whatever makes you feel good. Whatever feels right to you, Cheryl, is the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be there to light the way for you, Cheryl.
Okay.
They're showing me a bunch of beautiful candles, and they're like it's following a path. So they're telling me they're going to be there to light the way for you, hon. And I'm going to turn you over now to Eileen and then Gary, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, hon.
Appreciate you. You're welcome. Thank you, honey.
All right, Cheryl. I have a little
Hi, honey.
I have other messages for you. And
okay.
One of the things that it's really perfect time right now for you to start some new projects or come up with some new ideas or create some new conditions for yourself. And consider it like springtime, like spring cleaning, like, you know, move anything old out that just is not serving you right now. And move in things that are going to lighten your life and fuel, you know, happiness and joy and I bring flowers into the house. Bring some flower essences in to lighten the way, to make light air within your area, within the space that you live. And bring that into you, and you'll have a sunnier outlook. And you actually need to bring that outlook up. And, you know, our viewpoints are within how we look at things. And you can look at any story as a drama or a comedy. And that's why, you know, when you see, you know, a play or something, you know, they have the two masks, drama and comedy. Because just about every story can be viewed both ways. And so if you look more lightly upon things in your life, things will in your life, things will lighten up. They won't be so heavy for you. And like I said, also bring in, you know, clean house, get rid of anything that isn't serving you, and bring in some flowers and things like that. You know, within that, make some real objective decisions and you know, like again I say, clear away anything that isn't serving you. And find a little more humor in situations. Now, the next thing I want you to know is that you actually have a calling to work with children, and that might actually go along with lightening your load and bringing about that brightness in your life. Because, you know, working with children in any capacity, whether it be involved in church, whether you work with children in business, whatever that is, you know, even if sometimes it's just a matter of going down to a park and watching children play on a playground, to lighten that feeling and laugh at their freedom and their lack of restraint is very enlightening to oneself. And so
I'm in applying for jobs with children, but nothing has caught me back yet. And I just under a lot of stress with my current job. So that's why I've been kind of blacking myself out.
Okay. And so you worked with children in the past. Then this actually tells me more than that. You're being called to go back to working with children because it lightens your heart and it makes you happy to and joyous to work with children. And I know it's not as well-paying as other areas of work, but sometimes the rewards of working with what gives you joy is twofold over, you know, a larger paycheck. So I'll just share that with you.
Okay.
The next thing I want you to know is that it does look like there's possibility of something new coming your way. It could be a relationship. It could be a spiritual growth and a level of intuition that's come up. I mean, you know, maybe talking about opening that store back up with children has opened up a new growth and intuitive space in you that just gives you that, you know, like Oprah says, that aha moment. And so if it didn't, look for something else. There's something new that's coming into your life. So look for that to open up for you. But also, you know, I also hear that if easy does it, no hurt, no need to hurry or to force anything. Just let it occur in divine timing is what you're really asked to do. And it'll be delivered to you if you wait for that divine timing. It will, it'll really be nurturing, and it really very well could be a relationship of some sort that's going to be nurtured here. So listen to those heartstrings if they call, please.
I don't have nothing to say about my mom.
Sherelle, we're going to move along. We've got a lot of callers in tonight. Why don't you listen back on the archives on this, and we'll move on to some other callers. Is that cool with you, Sherelle?
Yes, it is. Thank you,
okay,
ladies.
My dear.
Thank you. Y'all have a
God
good
bless
evening.
Sherelle.
You too, honey.
You have a good night, sweetheart.
You too.
I'm going to ask my cohorts here what they think of. We've got a lot of people in the call room. What do y'all think about rotating readings?
That's fine. That works, Gare.
Okay,
sure.
I'll tell you what. I'll do this one, and we'll take them in the order called, and then it'll go to D.C., and then Eileen. And that way we can give everybody a little taste of what we do. Is that cool with y'all?
That's
well, Gary, why don't you start the next one? I want to
I'll take this next one, and then we'll alternate, and if that's okay with our audience. 702. Are you with us? Area code 702.
Yes, I am. I'm
Yeah, what's your name, brother?
My name is Craig.
Craig?
Yes.
Okay, Craig. Tell you what, would you like a general reading and me to address some questions for you over the next couple months?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I'll tell you what, because this will probably answer questions for you faster than you can ask them. Been doing this for a while, and what I'm doing, again, is I've got 16 stones, charge them up in my hand, 10 planet stones, 6 personal stones. And whenever you say drop, Craig, I'm going to drop these stones, and I'm going to tell you what I see for the next couple months, and that'll probably give you a lot of insights into a lot of issues, okay?
Okay.
So it's up to you, Craig. Whenever you say drop.
Let's drop it.
Okay. Well, you're going through a lot of changes right now, and that's very good for you because it's helping you start to take a completely fresh approach to your plans and your hopes and your dreams, and you have a lot of energy pointing that direction. So don't worry about what didn't happen or what didn't work or what was delayed or where you were disillusioned. Or even maybe right now where you're not too certain about things. Because when you feel inspiration, when you feel change, when you feel creativity, it's sort of suggesting you think outside the box, be brave, be real creative. As long as things are changing, go with it. Because as you do in the next week or two, you're going to find yourself not only setting up a very lucky cycle for yourself within the first 2 weeks here, but you're igniting a lot of long-term plans that you've really sort of been delaying for a while. So you have a really good path here by the fourth and fifth week about how to move a lot of your plans into the future. You're also by the fourth and fifth week here healing from a lot of issues from the past about whether it's pressure or work or love. There's a lot of letting go of the past so you can have new feelings about love, place, security, and that sort of thing. And by the fourth and fifth week here, when you get a sense of emotional power back in your life and support, it's going to show you sort of the process you go through in the following weeks to continue to clear everything out. Once you've started this process of fresh dreams, one thing you don't want is old clutter to cloud the horizon. So you're making a conscious effort here in the sixth and seventh and eighth week to clear out the remaining clutter that doesn't disappear just from having fresh dreams. A lot of times when you have fresh plans, half the clutter disappears because you're concentrating on something else. But this is helping you sort of clean the last bits of your healing for this period of your life. And it brings you up from the ninth and tenth week here to not only feel very secure about your place again and about love and about your environment, but to start this real cycle by the end of this three-month period to where business things, plans, commitments, all that sort of thing comes in twice as strong as it has been. And the reason you have this sense of uncertainty right now and confusion is so you can sort of, it's like a wild horse, so you can get on it and tame it, control it, use it, have it bring you good luck. And you're learning that just in the first couple weeks. So that lucky cycle is going to not only really liberate you, but it's going to set you on a new footing with yourself emotionally, romantically, and beyond this three-month period with decision-making power. You're going to be so much clearer about plans. And sometimes you have to be a little bit blind before you get better vision. Does that make sense to you, brother?
It certainly does. It's been a very unusual summer. And so it's good to hear that change is coming.
Oh, yeah, there's change coming, and I'm suggesting you go with it and let it really liberate you because you've had enough disillusionment. Now turn that into inspiration. That's what I'm feeling. I hope that helps you, brother.
It certainly does. I'd like to thank you.
God bless you, man. Remember, you can listen back on the archives and download the recording and or listen in real time. But Craig, glad you called in. Check back in with us, and have a good evening, brother.
Thank you.
You too, man. And we are moving right along. Don't you folks hang up and call back because it delays things. You get lost in the works here. The switchboard is going a little slow. I'm trying to get it to work. They have a message here They've been hit by another attack. If for any reason I get disconnected, folks, I'll call back in. Area code 315, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Hi, Gary.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
This is Annette.
Annette?
Yeah.
Tell you what, we're going to rotate, and you and Miss DC Love are going to hit some new light. How's that?
That's fine. Thank you, honey.
Hey,
you
Annette. How are you, honey?
Hi, DC.
Hey,
I'm aching.
How's
tonight.
It going?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Okay. I'm good. I'm getting some messages for you. Do you want me to give what I'm hearing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hon, I'm hearing that the angels are coming to you right now, and they're saying, Annette, you know, it's okay. You're completely protected right now in the situation that you're in. And they're saying they know that you're feeling like a little bit vulnerable, but they want you to know that, you know, allowing yourself to become preoccupied, like with any fears, you know, it doesn't serve us.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you're like a really sensitive like person.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sort of like an energy magnet, you know, where you could absorb and you could hold on to other people's energies is what the angels are showing me.
Mm-hmm.
And the angels, they want to come in and they want to work with you and they want you to, like, you know, they want to be on your team. And they're going to clear and they're going to shield your body, your home, and they're going to help you, like, when you even go out into the world. But they're saying, Annette, it's okay that you are safe, hon.
Okay.
And then the next thing they're saying, they feel like you don't believe in yourself, Annette. You have so much potential.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing right now is, like, you have to realize, you know, like, the potential that you have. You have to start believing in yourself. And the angels want you to release, like, any kind of doubt or any kind of fear that you're having about your life path.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because when you have these doubts and everything, it brings in, like, negative energy. But when you believe in yourself, you're telling the angels that you want to live, like, to the full potential you have in your life. And they're going to come in, like, immediately, Annette, and they're going to help guide you.
Okay.
Now, does that make any sense?
Yeah, I feel very stuck in my home. You know,
okay, you know what? Next thing they're telling me, hon, is, Annette, focus. They're
okay.
saying, please focus on only your highest priorities. And
okay.
the angels are going to come in. They're going to help motivate you, and they're going to help you to get organized if need be, you know. So that's what
mm-hmm.
they're showing me. And they're saying, Annette, like, you know, what makes your heart sing, hon? Whatever that is, just focus on that. Because when you're in that state, the state that we call joy, your energy is going to increase. And it's going to be a benefit to you, and it's going to be a benefit to everyone around you.
Right.
And I'm hearing just, you know what, you have to spend more time on things that are really close to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, make choices that only honor your priorities and, you know, things that are going to support you in your life's mission. And I feel like Archangel Metatron is with you right now, and he's going to help you, Annette. Just call upon him, and he's going to help motivate you, and he's going to help, you know, you to organize and get your priorities in order.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the second thing I'm seeing. Then I'm seeing the angels are handing me a beautiful stone, and it's white in color, and I believe it's called selenite. And what that has to do, when they hand me this, it has to do with a deeper connection to the divine.
Okay.
And the angels are saying, Annette, like, you know, just quiet your mind and try to, like, listen, not with your ears, but, like, within your heart. And you're going to hear what the angels and the guides are trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hear the ancient wisdom that you have within, Annette. So if you just get quiet and you go within, you're going to have so much divine wisdom that you're going to be able to call upon.
Okay.
And the next thing that I'm seeing is, it's a zebra, Annette, and the zebra is saying, Annette, please let go of your fear and just know that you are safe and you are protected at all times.
Okay.
So that's, like, really important. They want you to know that. And like, I think I've told you this before, but when you feel afraid and everything, just, like, try to take, like, a couple, like, really slow, like, deep breaths. call upon spirit, and they're going to be there to guide and protect you. And, you know, you have friends, you have family, and reach out to them as well for reassurance. And when you do this, they're going to help you feel grounded and centered in it.
Okay.
And just recall when you're really scared and everything, recall the times in the past when you felt like you were really in a lot of danger, and you did come through it. You survived. You came through it, and you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the angels are saying, Annette, instead of labeling everything as fear, they want you to try to relabel it as excitement, because these two emotions are very similar in the way that they manifest in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And just most of all, please trust that your spirit guides are with you, and you can trust your instincts. And you have friends that are going to watch out for you as well, Annette.
Okay.
Okay, and that's what, like, the angels are showing me. And I pulled a stone. It's a rune stone. And what I'm seeing, you have to draw from within you to nourish yourself and to give to yourself. And then you're going to have more to give to others. And that you have to nourish yourself first.
Right.
And I just feel that you're going to have like a new sense of family. And it's going to be like a wonderful feeling. But you have to nourish yourself first. And you just have to, you know, you have to focus on self. That's what I'm seeing right here. And just, you have to go in and you have to explore the depths, you know, and the foundations of life.
Mm-hmm.
And the foundations of your life. And that's what they're showing me. I'm just trying to see if I have anything else for you, Annette. Okay, hold on, hon. The other thing I'm getting from Spirit, it's talking about learning, Annette. And Spirit is saying, like, right now, you don't possess all of the soul skills that you need to resolve your life challenges.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to, like, learn more. And when you learn more, you're going to find out answers, and you're going to move yourself to, like, a higher vibration. And that's going to be one, Annette, of personal peace. And I feel like you have, like, guides around you. You have Spirit teachers around you. And they're just waiting. They're waiting to inspire you to learn, Annette. And they're going to help direct you to any kind of, like, teachers or classrooms. And they're going to help you to fulfill, like, your soul's ambition. So just try to listen to your spirit teachers is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
And they're going to guide you, Annette.
Okay.
I think I've told you in the past, like I said, that, you know, spirit, like, you're so gifted, and you really should consider going back to school.
Yeah,
and
I've
all you
that.
Have to is you have to just say to Spirit, you know, ask them, like, what am I called to learn next, you know, and just tell them that you're willing to learn, and then listen to, like, the spirit teacher's advice, and they're going to guide you, and they're going to know when you're ready, Annette.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and then the last thing I'm seeing, I drew, like, another card for you, and it talks about relationships.
Uh-huh.
And you're dwelling on a relationship, and I know it's really important to you. And I feel like it is, like, about, like, mutual giving and receiving. I do see, like, a physical attraction. And I'm feeling that, like, I'm feeling like it's a new connection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it may even be like a twin soul is what I'm being shown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm seeing also the spirits are talking about your sacral chakra. That's the center of sexual energy. It could be time to release is what they're saying. And I see new bonds of unity in all different areas of your life as well, Annette. But
okay.
That's basically, like, all I got from Spirit today, and I hope that helps you.
Yeah, it does. Thank you, DC.
Thank you. God bless you, hon.
God bless you, too, honey. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless you, Annette.
Thank you, Gary.
And we are moving. Ooh. You too, my dear. Glad to have you with us. We are moving down the line. We're going to try and get to everybody here, so you folks stick with us. This is area 256. 256, you there? Area code 256. You with us, 256? Well, we'll try back on 256 in a minute, and we will move on to area code 920. 920, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. My name is Penny. Thank you for taking my call.
Penny, is that correct?
Yes.
Penny, I'm going to turn you over to the magic and beautiful mind of Eileen. Eileen, this is Penny.
Hi, Penny. How are you? Thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call, Eileen.
Do you have a specific question, or do you just want a general reading?
I'm open to a general reading if there's anything that you get as far as career or relationship, but I'm open to anything.
All right. Well, I've already started pulling some things for you. Let me see what else I have. Well, first of all, are you spiritually connected? Do you have, do you actually kind of get messages yourself?
I think I do, but I second guess it all the time.
Well, I think you do. And they're showing me, the angels are showing me that you actually have quite a divine power, and actually it's very possible that at some time in your life or past lives that you were some type of a medicine woman. And that you really have a divine healing power, and you have great kindness and love. And, you know, healing power really comes from that divine love. And so really, you know, I just have a feeling that you actually do exude quite a bit of love towards others, fellow man, the world. And know that those are really strong healing powers. And open up, and as you continue to open up, the more you give of those healing powers, the more you receive back twofold, and it is so enriching. I will share that with you from the path and experiences that I've been on. The other thing that I'm seeing, you know, is also, you know, the next card, I actually, you know, went through a goddess deck and pulled for you just as soon as I heard your voice. And so the next one that came in is Guinevere. The first one is Ishiel. She's actually the medicine woman, and she is amazing. She's very powerful and strong. She's from, let me see, where is she actually? Her goddess is from the Mayan. She's a Mayan moon goddess is who she is. And so that's really the area in which you're connected with is like Mayan energy and that type of very medicine woman energy. But also, like I was talking to you about your, you know, that true love and heart strength that you have this divine love of Guinevere and that, you know, that you're being propelled forward in the universe to deliver messages of great love to yourself and others. And along in this line is also the awakening of a beautiful goddess, which is Aphrodite, which is the goddess, and she will dance. She's a goddess of self-care, appreciating your own divinity. And so putting these three cards together, it tells me that you really are a wonderful medicine woman. You need to truly love yourself, and you need to allow that divine goddess to come out because you really... She's in there, you are it, and you just need to allow. So just be allowing of that message there that you're receiving. The other thing I have for you is that you know, within this and doing that work there for yourself and loving yourself, it's going to invite in more to you. It's going to invite in new partnerships, maybe new contracts. It's going to continue to propel you forward. And so as you work on creating that new self that you already are, you just need to allow her to come out. New things are going to come to you. You're going to move forward very, very quickly. And so be open. Keep your eyes open. Don't miss any opportunities. Everything is possible. Okay, everything is possible. And through all this, the last thing I have for you is that you really are going to come through with this with a completely different perspective. You're going to have a phenomenal awakening. Right now, you at least, you know, up until this, if you go with this is what your angels really want you to know. And so with this, if you move forward with this, you really are going to have a profound awakening. Other than that, you've been at a standstill. And I know it's important for you to be yourself, and that you've worked on you, and you know who you are. And that is what's brought you to this point, to prepare you to open up that enchanted goddess that you are and have that awakening and bring yourself around to those new perspectives. So, you know, make use of this energy that's coming to you, because it is yours. It's divinely yours. And relish the goddess in you. Allow yourself to open and awake, and you will be amazed at the possibilities that are going to come to you. It'll be in the matter of relationships, contracts, business, spirit moving forward. It's a big picture. But open it up and let it come. Does that resonate at all with you?
Yeah, that last part did a lot, because like you said, I feel like I am at a standstill, and I just feel like I don't know where to go or what to do next, and I don't want it to be stagnant. I feel like things are regressing instead of progressing.
Right. And well, what these cards are telling me is that you really need to open up that heart space, connect with your divine self, that divine healing self. That we all have different aspects of us, and there is actually a medicine woman in you that wants to come out and start healing others. And that simply can be with giving that gift of smile and love to every single person you see each day. You never know whose eyes you're looking into when you're looking into the eyes of the divine. You just don't know. And so also be that goddess. Let yourself open up and be that goddess. And those are the things that are going to open you up to seeing this important you that you really already are inside. It's just you need to allow yourself to open. All right? Does that, okay. Kenny, I hope that resonates with you, because I know that's what your messages were meant to be delivered to you today.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and I will do my best to open up.
All right. Blessings.
God bless you, Penny.
There's plenty of people on Psychics Gone Wild that can do different type of work and help work with you to open you up. All right?
Beautiful. So thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have a good night, girl.
You too.
And as Eileen was saying, yeah, check out Psychics Gone Wild. You can find out more about DC Love, Eileen, and myself. Every psychic has a little different perspective and point of view, just like every human being has a different perspective and point of view. One thing Eileen said, and of course we all say at different times, believe. You have nothing to lose by believing, folks. Think big. My near-death experience 30 years ago proved to me that, boy, think outside the box, believe, have faith, and you'll be amazed at the miracles you can bring to yourself. Having
Woo-hoo.
Said that, am I right, ladies?
Yeah, go wild with that one.
Amen.
Yep.
All right, we're moving to 631. Are you with us, 631?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, who am I speaking with?
Suzanne?
Tell you what, would you like a general reading and for me to highlight on some issues, or what's your flavor of tea tonight?
A general reading.
Okay. I call this 3 months in about 4 minutes, again, to just kind of give you a visual idea of what I'm doing, because this is a very visual art. I'm actually using 16 stones about the size of a dime and a quarter. They're all different colors. They point, they're not all round at all, they're all kinds of different shapes, but small. I charge them up as I am, and all you have to do, Suzanne, when it feels right, is say drop, and I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Drop.
There you go, girl. Well, quit worrying. First thing I see, quit worrying about the past. Quit worrying about commitments and your place and your emotions. The reason I'm saying that is because the highest stones you have here is the sun stone. And right below that is the life stone. Life stone is pointing to the place stone. So what it's telling me is right where you're at with your place in your daily life right now, with commitments, with pressures, with things you have to do. Start giving yourself a feeling of, you know what? I'm going to not only make it through this, I'm going to make it through this sooner rather than later. And by doing so, just in the first and second week here, you start getting a lot of grasp over things that have kind of been maybe throwing you off course, challenging, need resolution, need clarity. And as you get to this first and second week here, and you start feeling more peace around your home, your place, your environment, your commitments, your relationship, that sort of starts to build. It really starts to build. And it's not an accident because the sunstone at the very top is showing very conscious, direct effort. And it's less effort than being frustrated. You know, it's almost like, okay, been down that road, don't need any more of what that has to show. So, because as you get to the second and the third week here, you're going to find a lot of inspiration for you about relationships, about men, about responsibilities, and you're going to feel yourself having gone through this sort of bumpy road recently, that it's telling you how to be a better driver. It's telling you how to be more open to new ideas. It's telling you how to not see worst case of what you've been through, but focus on best case of what you're bringing to yourself. Because it's almost like a big spiritual awakening in you just in these first couple weeks. And excuse the motorcycle running by outside if you heard it. But anyway, is this making sense to you, my dear?
Yes.
Okay, because by the third and fourth week here, not only have you brought a lot of balance and harmony and strength to yourself and courage and are more able to take a risk, believe in yourself, trust yourself, stretch out, that sort of thing. So not only the ability to stretch out, but also the fact that you have things much more organized and planned sort of gives you the best of both worlds. You've got this spontaneity happening. You're doing a lot of healing in these first couple of days and weeks, so you can really open this expansive and lucky time for yourself in the third and fourth week. And by the fifth and sixth week, as you get everything set up in your life that's like fresh, new, a whole new platform, then you start realizing the luck that you can bring to yourself. You start really seeing even more things about love that are becoming like techniques, systems, ideas, communication, even better at that field. You're starting to really see by the eighth and ninth week long-term plans in your life. And that's quite a lot, much more refreshing than where you've been, where everything feels like it's kind of been a vice or serious or heavy or complicated. And again, this is by conscious decision these first couple of weeks where you're just almost like making a vow to yourself, a commitment to yourself that I'm going to see the light at the end of the tunnel and be there or bring it to me or both. Because by the end of this three-month period, as I started off with the sunstone and the life stone, you're going to realize by the end of this three-month period that things weren't near as out of control, out of hand, out of reach as you thought. And so you're... it's almost like you're growing longer arms so you can bring things into reach quicker. That's the imagery I saw. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
I hope so.
Okay. Well, it does feel like a lot of issues you've been dealing with, you're about to get a lot just like fresh resolve on. And if it doesn't make sense to you now, listen back to the archives. It'll probably make more sense to you because I cover a lot quick. And go back and listen to it. That help
okay.
you, girl?
Yes. Now, do I get an angel reading? Or?
Well, we're going to try and go through the rest of the folks. We've got a lot of callers, and we've got 12 minutes, and we've got many callers. So I'm going to try and move on. Is that okay with you, my dear?
Sure.
Want to give everybody a little taste? Try back again next week, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Suzanne. God bless you. And again, we're trying to get a little bit of everybody in here, and some of you all been on the phone for a while, so be patient. Having said that, we're going to area code 716. Are you there, 716?
Yes, hi. My name's Audrey.
Audrey, how are you doing, my girl?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. And I'll tell you what, we're going to put Miss DC Love and some of her DC magic on you, like DC Current,
okay.
strong and powerful. All
well,
right.
Thank you, Gary. Hi, this is DC, hon. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's going on this evening?
I'd just like to see if my relationship, I'm really in love with this man named Sean. We have a really intense connection, just want to see if we're going to move forward and, you know, really have a commitment and get on with our lives.
Okay. The first thing that I'm seeing, hon, the angels, they don't feel that there's enough possibly like chemistry to keep this relationship going. So that's the first thing that they said. So
okay.
I'm just looking. I mean, that was like it came out like really, really boldly at me. Okay. The person that you spoke of, he does have a lot of qualities that you find really attractive. But the angels don't feel like, you know, that there's enough there, like there's enough mutual, like, attraction between the two of you to keep, you know, to keep the passion going. And the way they're showing me, I see like a cat and a mouse chasing each other. And it's sort of like, well, one of you is continually, like, you know, retreating and disappearing, basically. And I see, like, an imbalance. And the imbalance they're showing me, hon, is, like, a lack of chemistry. I do feel like you guys do share, like, there's some genuine love between you.
Okay.
I mean, you could really work at it. It would take, like, a lot of work, but you do have a missing component. And the both of you are going to sense this. And when you're in a relationship with someone, you both, like, your energies blend together, like you have a synergy between the two of you. And I'm just hearing, like, you know, neither one of you are going to be able to, like, really control this, you know, the attraction factor. But, I mean, you can work at it, and you could, like, you know, you could try it, but it's going to take a lot. Like I said, there is, like, a little bit missing, you know? And the angels are saying, excuse me, honey, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I wonder what it is. The attraction is like, and it's a very intense passion.
I've
known him for 5 years.
Oh, it is. I mean, I saw that immediately. But they said, like, you know, like there's not enough to keep it going. But, I mean, you could really, like, work hard at it. I mean, it's possible, but it's going to take, like, a lot of work because there is a little bit, like, of an imbalance. And you guys are going to figure that out, like, once you, you know, really get to, you know, to be with each other for, like, a little bit longer. You're going to see this.
I wonder what it is. I'm trying to figure it out now, so.
Yeah, I don't know, you know. And the angels are saying that you deserve, like, to be in a relationship, one that has, like, mutual appreciation and attraction, like, for the two of you. And, you know, You can manifest this. But, I mean, you can, like you said, you can, like, work at it. I'm not saying, like, don't work at it. I mean, you could, like, you know, give it a shot and work at it. But it's, like you said, there is something missing there. And with a little bit of work, I mean, you know, it's not that it's not doable. That's what they're showing me. But just to, you know, to give you an idea, like, there is something right there that's, like, missing a little bit.
Yeah.
And the angels are saying to you, too, like, right now, hon, they feel that you need to, like, just, like, you know, spend time, like, you know, apart a little bit. And it's going to renew, like, what you have, you know, and that's what they're showing me. But, I mean, even if the two of you, if you got together and you went, you know, even, like, somewhere just, like, alone and, you know, and try to get it, you know, together with each other, it may work out. But, like I said, it's not a perfect relationship at this point is what I'm saying. But it's not that it's not, like, completely not doable.
Yeah, I think it's him. It's not me.
Yeah, I mean, I just,
I just feel like
it's not the perfect relationship for you, hon, you know. But I'm not saying, like, you know, that it can't work. And I just want to give you, like, a little bit what the angels had, what else they had for you.
Okay.
Okay. I see, like, you have, like, a lot of energy, and it's really powerful. And the angels want you to let that work, like, that energy work for you instead of against you. And they're going to help you to be open-minded, is what I'm feeling. And you're going to get feelings and you're going to be guided. And when you get guided, they're going to guide you, like, in a certain direction of your life. And they're asking you to just give it a try. And they're saying, remember that there's nothing wrong with changing your mind or the course of your life, you know?
Okay.
And, you know, opinions do change, so that, you know, applies to every, you know, aspect of your life. And then the next thing that I'm being shown for you, the angels want you to really, like, look for, like, more freedom. I don't know if it perhaps is in regard to releasing something that, like, it doesn't serve you any longer. But they're confirming that you've had some prayers and stuff, and the angels are hearing the prayers, and they're working with you right now to bring the change in your life that you were asking for. And the kind of energy you have, you can sense when someone is being controlled, they're saying, or being manipulated. And you really have, like, a really keen ability to see, like, any kind of, like, unnecessary restrictions and rules. But I'm feeling that sometimes you do this to yourself. You impose these restrictions and rules upon yourself. And I'm hearing just release control over your desires. Just dream big for yourself and just let the angels come in. And they're going to guide you because they're the ones that have the eternal and the infinite wisdom. And the angels are handing me a beautiful piece of angelite. It's a stone. And it talks about, like, intuitive messages. I'm hearing, like, please quiet your mind and just let the angels come in and communicate with you. And just, you know, that involves, like, listening and observing and even, like, noticing messages you're getting from nature and, like, all of your surroundings, hon. Okay. And they're showing me, like, a beautiful color, and the color is, like, a beautiful beautiful red color, like sort of like a cherry red color. And when you, like, try to envision this color, it's going to boost your self-esteem. It's going to bring you more happiness and more wisdom in your life. And this color is going to open your heart and allow you to listen to your heart's desire. And it's going to help you live your life, like, to the fullest. And when you envision this beautiful, like, deep color red, the cherry red, you're going to attract, like, the incredible people that you're looking for in your life, as well as opportunities and abundance. And the angels are saying, hon, with this color, you're going to transform your life from ordinary into extraordinary. And the last message I have for you, hon, the angels are talking about affirmations, and they're saying to lift up your thoughts and your energies. And, like, to attract whatever you're looking for, you have to start, like, really using positive affirmations. And these affirmations are going to increase your self-confidence and your faith because these are, like, two essential and really magical ingredients when you try to manifest. And the angels, you know, they're coming to you and they're just trying to, you know, make sure that you stay positive and stay optimistic. And, you know, as long as you stay, like, positive, everything in your life is going to become more positive.
Okay.
And even the situation in your life right now that you're, you know, like, you're focusing on, it's going to turn out more optimistic than you planned. So just, like, watch your words and, like, watch your thoughts. And as you stay positive, everything is going to align with your desires, hon.
Okay.
So I hope that helped you. And the last thing that I have to you is, the angels are asking you to, they want you to, like, write a new story for yourself. And they're saying by holding on to the old beliefs that you had and, you know, and these old experiences, it's disconnecting you from the divine guidance and the higher vibrations that are coming in, hon. So they're asking you, like, you know, like, don't define yourself is what I'm hearing. Because when you define yourself, you set boundaries. And just, like, you know, take a look at what you're attached to, like what's old and tired and, you know, full of pain and frustration in your life. And as you recreate this, you're going to get reconnected with the divine. And you're going to start receiving that higher guidance. And with that comes the positive vibrations that are going to come to you. And I just hope that helped you, hon.
It did. It did. That was
excellent. Thank you, hon. And God bless. And please stay in touch with us.
God bless. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a good night, Audrey. And to all you folks, we had a lot of callers tonight. We couldn't get to everybody. We sure would like to be able to. But you can find out more about us on PsychicsGoneWild.com about DC Love, about Eileen and about myself, Gary Wimmer. Sorry some of y'all got caught off. See you next week. We don't control Block Talk Radio. We get victimized by it, too. See you folks next week. Have a good weekend. God bless.
Good night, everyone.
Bye. Thanks, Gary.
Thank y'all.